Welcome to Women to the Wise. I am Stephanie, and we have a special guest again, Felicia. And we have a fun little segment here today. It's going to be about what type of mom you are. And so just a little bit of a backstory to get right on in it, but a little bit of a backstory on how I kind of thought of it. It was kind of fun. This past weekend, I was at my son's football game, and I am known to be a little more passionate and very, you know, out there and spoken about what is going on and what is happening.
You're the mom everyone can hear on the field.
Yes, I am. Like, come on, let's go. And I'm just the one cheering and then, you know, kind of saying things if it's not fair. And yeah, so I'm known to be that mom. But this weekend, I was kind of talking kind of on the side in the very beginning of the game. And so whenever I came in after kind of the first quarter or so, one of the little boys came up to me and he's like, hey, that one keeps tackling our kids and, you know, it's not right.
And this is flag football.
This is flag
football. It's not tackle football.
Exactly. And so I immediately, you know, the eyebrow goes up. The eyebrow goes up and I'm like, which one is he? You know, and I'm going to start videoing just to make sure, you know, I have it right because it looks completely different on video as it does up front. And so I start, you know, kind of eyeballing and seeing what's going on. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, his mom is sitting right next to him. Why isn't he telling her? Or, you know, why isn't there other parents doing something, right? I mean, there's a bunch of dads out there watching their kids. No, he comes to me because I'm that mom. I'm the mom that's going to say something. I'm the mom that might speak up. And so I just started thinking about what kind of mom am I, right? That I'm like yelling out there. But seriously, like, what kind of mom am I? And so I went on to online just to kind of see, like, traits of moms. And I was able to stumble on Oprah.com. And I took a little quiz, and it was kind of fun. According to Oprah.com, there's four types of moms, and you also did the quiz.
Yeah.
I sent it to you. But after doing the test, I was the fun seeker mom, but I had a little alpha mom tendencies, which I thought it was really funny.
See you as the fun seeker mom. When you read, like, the description of the fun seeker mom,
for sure,
you are, like, always prepared.
I am.
To make sure everyone's going to have a great time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I do only have one kid, so I feel like there's a little bit more pressure to, like, do what I can at all times.
Be the best mom.
Be the best that I can be, because I only get one shot. You know, there's no backups.
I have three tries.
Got to go in and you got to do it. I know, right? I think by the third time, do you just, like, kind of, no,
I'm you not just kind of let it go. And to be totally honest, this is going to sound terrible. My oldest taught my youngest how to read. So I feel like,
oh my gosh,
I really just had to do a really solid job on my first
one. First one.
Gosh. The other two were super easy because then I had help.
Well, so if I have any more from this point on, I can just, like, count on my son to do the best that he can with the other one.
He's going to be a great big sibling.
Well, so what did you score as?
I scored all four.
Right? Okay.
All four.
So all four are, it's alpha mom, the helicopter mom, the free range mom, and the fun seeker mom. And so the fun seeker mom is always ready for action with her cooler full of snacks, ice cold juice boxes, and a go-to attitude. She makes the best of any situation, whether it's a long carpool line or bad urine algebra. We're kind of doing this right now. She never lets the fear of no available parking stop her from heading to the beach or the park with a car full of kids. And she's a glass half full kind of mom.
I will say, I remember maybe 2 years ago now, it was probably when we first came into the school and we didn't have a t-shirt for field trip because we came in late. So Spirit Wear wasn't being sold anymore.
That's
and you brought us Spirit Wear to wear to the field.
I did, because you had came in towards the end of the year. And so your son didn't have anything readily available. And I mean, by that time, there is nothing available. But
I knew I could count on you to be prepared.
I'm the kind of mom that I don't want people to feel left out. Yeah. That's like always been my biggest thing. And I think my dad taught me that. He never wanted, I mean, even, gosh, like when the ice cream man would come around, it was like, I don't care what you have to do. Go into my little drawer, get as much change as you need, but don't let anybody not have ice cream. Yeah. You know, like everybody needs to walk away with an ice cream. So I'm just that kind of a mom.
You are.
But the alpha mom, if you want to go ahead and talk about the alpha mom.
The alpha mom is plugged in and all business. I don't know. So I think I scored, there were numbers attached with each of
these.
There
was.
And I don't remember, but I had two that were the highest and they were the same. And then I had two that were the lowest and they were the same. I don't remember if it was the alpha mom. Plugged in all business, even when it comes to solving personal issues. Her kids are always on time and have the cleanest clothes on the block. She uses her vast contacts and technology to simplify the complex in her life. Alpha mom is armed with her electronics and ready to make it happen, whatever it is. A school fundraiser, playdate, or corporate merger, alpha mom is always on top of it.
That is you.
You think?
Yes.
I think other people think that, but I don't think I'm that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I have it all together.
Because this one right here, you don't say no to anything.
I have FOMO if I say no.
Yes, you definitely have, but you always have she has her phone in hand. At all times, she's ready to go. Like, what do you need? Who do I need to call? What do I need to make happen? And so that is, like, totally you. So I'm very surprised that you scored in other ones. But
yeah.
Maybe because you have other kids. And
yeah.
You, which we'll get into.
And we talked about
this. We parent a little different.
Each kid, but also where you're at in your stage of motherhood.
Sure.
These answers change.
They vary. I definitely agree with that. And we will get into that because I think that's very important to kind of know wherever you're at in motherhood. And I know that I might be the fun seeker mom right now, but will I change as he gets older? I might be kind of like a hands-off kind of a mom. But the helicopter mom, which I know I was a helicopter mom. I'm actually a recovering helicopter mom. I feel like I have gotten out of this because my son is getting more independent and he's getting older. I don't need to be on top of him as much, but I still have a couple little helicopter mom tendencies. But the helicopter mom, she has her eye on her kids and yours. That is me. She is fully supplied with a first aid kit, GPS, and complete computer printout of the week's homework for all the kids. She has she could teach a master class in calendar keeping, managing the family schedule like an orchestra conductor. And that, you know, is a little bit of me. I have to have a calendar. I have to have
things on. So when you say helicopter mom, right, your mind goes to the mom with really young kids hovering at the playground and things like that. But I'm still very much a helicopter mom.
Absolutely.
In that I need to know, do you have anything that I need to sign? Do you need to show me your grades? Do I need to sign off on your band practice sheet? What are you wearing to school tomorrow? Do you have all your soccer stuff laid out? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm very much that calendar keeper, and
absolutely,
I need to make sure that you have everything ready to go. And I'm also just a micromanager, so I think that doesn't help.
That doesn't help. Yeah, you're right. I think that I'm kind of the same, but maybe that's just a mom thing. Maybe that's just kind of put inside of us as, you know, just the way it is. But my mom was never really a micromanager.
Mine either.
She was just very like, get it done, I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't, that's your fault.
Yes, same.
But I never not had it done. I always had things done, which is so funny because I don't know if it's like I'm a girl and he's a boy, so it's very different, you know?
I was a procrastinator growing up, like huge. So if we had a big project, I was the kid that was up all night long the night before working on my project for the very first time ever. And we had 3 months to do it, you know? But I'm still like that now with my own stuff, but not with the kids' stuff. I'm like, okay, you have 3 weeks to get this done.
Sure.
I need you working on it a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow, a little bit here.
Sure.
Because I don't want them to have my procrastinator personality trait.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That is very interesting because I see you as somebody, I mean, because we've worked on a lot of things for the school together. And so I see you as somebody that's like, no, I'm going to do it a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit. That's very interesting. Yeah. I'm learning so much about you,
Felicia. It's me working on my procrastination.
Well, and then the next one, if we can go down just a little bit. The free range mom. And I don't know, this is what I aspire to be. She is always the one with a little bit of extra time instead of chauffeuring the kids all over town, which I do love doing. She bought them bus passes instead of overscheduling. She underschedules and enjoys the moments. She believes in safety measures, but not in security detail every time her child leaves the house. If or in this mom's world, the kids are just all right. They're good, you know? And I hope that I can get to this way. But, I mean, I'm not, like, a security detail. But I still have my eyes on my son, even though he bikes to school.
And, well, and you know, it's easy in the world that we live in, right? Do you have the Life 360 app?
No, but I do have the...
A version of it?
I do have the Apple Watch, and yeah. So I know where he
We know exactly where they
at.
Are.
Yes.
Yes.
Which, thank God for technology. But I was just thinking back to my mom...
They didn't know if we made it to school or not.
They did it.
They hoped we did.
They hoped we did.
And hoped we were coming back home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me, I watch my kids on the Life 360 app, and I'm like, okay, they're crossing the street.
I know.
Okay, they made it. And then I can put it away for a couple hours.
Yeah, but I don't know what it's like to not, like, kind of worry about them.
Yeah, no,
you
me
know,
neither.
Or worry about my
so
son.
So we are free
kind
range.
Kind of a little bit of all of them.
Because we have technology, like, I'll just send my daughter down to the shipping store mm-hmm. at the grocery center.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I need something, and she's old enough to go and get it and come back and all the things.
Sure.
But I'm watching her on the Life 360 app. I've never sent her and not watched her.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I'm free range because I can watch it.
I know. Well, it's just the other day because, you know, like, my son is in, like, a little, you know, they all bike.
Yeah.
A little fun biker crew or whatever, and they all bike. And so I make, like, little drop-ins. And just to see if they're all together or if they're, you know, kind of messing around or, you know, just check on them.
Yeah.
But I noticed that some of them were kind of, you know, split up. My son was alone, and I'm like, oh my gosh, he's
what
biking
happened?
Alone. And he has to cross a major intersection, a couple of them, but one without crossing guards. And so I just stop and I wait. And people are like, hurry up, go, lady. And I'm like, wait a minute, my son is, like, gonna cross, and I need to make sure he gets to the other side.
Yes.
So I feel like I'm a little bit still.
That's our
like
helicopter
that.
Creeping into our free range.
For sure. And even my husband always says, like, why do you do that? Like, leave him alone. He'll figure it out. He'll make it home. He's safe. And I'm like, I have no backups.
He's the only one.
I have no other ones. Like, I have to make sure that he's okay at all times. So I've one day aspire to be the mom that is just
really
free range
mom.
You know, he's okay. I'm not going to really worry about him, and I'm good. But I know that we do. I know that I do. I feel like I'm kind of a little bit of each mom.
Yeah.
I scored higher in the fun-seeking mom, and that makes sense because of the season that I'm in right now with him. But I know that in different seasons, and I know you were mentioning earlier that, you know, when your kids were smaller,
yeah,
you were a little bit different than you were now
mm-hmm.
as opposed to, like, you know, just, you know, with each kid too.
Yeah.
You know, so... how many kids do you have? I don't
know
if you've ever said. Okay, you
three.
Have three.
Yep.
And do you parent them different?
Yeah, because their personalities are different. So they need a different type of parent. My oldest daughter is a combination of the hardest parts of myself and my husband. The hardest parts. I am very stubborn. My husband is even more stubborn than I am. We are very strong-willed. We both are very outspoken and very forward.
Okay.
And she is all of that.
Your oldest.
My oldest.
Okay.
She's very reserved. I don't want to say shy, but she's reserved. So she's quiet and observant until she feels very comfortable.
Okay.
But she's very sarcastic. And lucky for us, all of her teachers appreciate that.
God.
And I even get comments about how much they appreciate her sarcasm. And that could be very different, right? And we've had conversations about how it can read rude. and you need to be mindful of the room of that you're in.
Sure.
And who you're speaking to.
Sure.
But she is very smart, and I think she is aware of that, and she is able to kind of read the room.
Okay.
And she knows her boundaries.
Oh, good.
But she is the one that she has... I've had to discipline her the most growing up. Now, she's fine. She's in a really good spot. She's 12.
Okay.
In sixth grade. And she's in a really good spot where now I'm just kind of talking to her about, like, bigger life things and friend issues and things like that. It's not so much discipline now. It's more guidance.
Okay.
So it was really when she was younger.
Okay.
That she was the one that always needed discipline. My son is a rule follower to a T. And if you look at him wrong, he's going to break down and cry. Aww. And I have never, ever had to discipline him in the same way that I have to with my older daughter.
Sure.
He just doesn't require it.
So do you think that he learned a lot from you disciplining your first one?
No, I think he's genuinely just a different kid. I think he's just a different personality.
He doesn't want to. Because I know that for me, I didn't make a lot of the mistakes that my older sisters, there's four of us. I'm number three down the line.
You got to see it turn out bad.
So I got to see, the discipline and the consequences. And so I'm like, I'm not doing that. And if I do it, I'm not getting caught.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there was a different way I went about things because I knew, and I was not the rule follower, but I definitely listened, and I did follow rules a lot more than I think my oldest sister and my older sister did.
Yeah.
And the fourth sister was just like, all bets were off. I mean, she just did whatever she wanted.
So my baby is also really good. My younger two, I just didn't have the same discipline issues that I did with my older, but they are not boundary pushers the way that she is.
Okay.
So my oldest, she's that kid where you tell her don't touch that when she's like two, and she'd be like,
I'm
gonna touch it. And just looking at you with a smile on her face, and you're like,
don't do it.
But the other two would never. They would never dream of it. They just wouldn't do it.
I know you were saying your youngest daughter, she's
about to be eight.
And she has a mind of her own. She's a little more...
I would call more of like our free spirit daughter.
Okay.
But she's so good and so kind-hearted and so thoughtful towards others.
Aww.
So she's just a really good, kind kid. But she's our free spirit.
Okay.
She's the one that she'll dance. She hears a rhythm anywhere in a store where it's just kind of like the background. She's just like this, just bopping around. She just is a little free spirit.
And so you tend to, do you go easy on her a little bit more?
She is the baby.
Yes, I know. That's why I asked, because the babies are always, you know, I wasn't the baby, so I wouldn't know. But the babies were always like, it's okay if they're just, you know,
the
not
baby
minding, you know? And you're like, you got on to me, I don't know how much, for doing that.
Yeah.
And you, like, just let her do that. Yeah.
So for us, I think her being the baby shows more in, I guess, in the things that we do for her instead of making her do for herself.
Sure.
And I think now that she's about to be eight, we're like, oh, God, we need to just make her do this. We need to just make her get her water, get her lunch, all of these things in the morning. Whereas the other two, they know they have to go do that themselves. We're not doing it for you. You need to be a functioning person in society, and it's my job to teach you how to do that. But with the baby, we're like, that's okay,
I know. Because Sean is my baby, not until this year did he start doing all of those kinds of things. I literally cried. I was like, all these times I've been telling him to do it, which was like 2 years. I had been telling him since like third grade to do it. And finally he did it. And I'm like, but I don't want this anymore, you know?
There's a point where you feel a little bit like they just don't need you anymore.
Yes.
And you're like,
oh. Yes. And I think that's why the babies, they get like it for the longest.
Yes.
Because
I'm happy to keep her needing me for just a little bit longer.
I know. I had this like moment where I told my husband, I was like, I'm not needed anymore. I'm leaving.
Goodbye.
He doesn't need for me to make lunches and get his backpack packed. And I mean, he was just like he started waking himself up from an alarm. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like a complete night and day shift where it was like he was independent in a snap and overnight. And it just happened. And I have no, like, hey, mom, tomorrow I'm going to wake myself up with my alarm and get myself ready and do my hair and brush my teeth and make myself breakfast and make my lunch and pack my water bottle and get on my bike and leave. And I'll just tell you bye. And I was like, what?
That's hard, too, when they just walk out the door and they're like, okay, I'm going to school. Bye. Love you. And you're like,
yeah, yeah.
Bye.
I know.
I guess that's it. I guess I'll go sit and have coffee.
Exactly. Well, and that's like kind of the reason why I feel like in this stage right now, I am that fun seeker mom because I'm not having really to do so much of that, you know, just
getting you over ready.
Him. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Over him. Just, you know, get it done. And I feel like that was kind of like on repeat, like, hey, come on, get it done. And now it's not so much like that. But he is my baby, you know, going back to like, you know, he's my only one. So I did kind of, I hold on to it.
Well, and then my son is my only son.
Sure.
So the relationship is different. With my girls, I feel like I do have to be more of that guidance. Mm-hmm. It's my job to show you how to be a woman and how to be, I guess, have respect for yourself and know your worth and all of those, with friendships, with just everything, right?
Yeah.
And with my son, I feel like that's more my husband's responsibility. And for me, I just have to love on you and show you what it feels like to be loved. That's, for me, that's my role in my son's life.
In your son's life.
Yeah.
I agree.
So it's a little different.
I agree with that because my son and, you know, his dad, they have a much more close relationship now than what it was before. And he used to say, like, well, I'm just a dad and I gave you a kid and he's all yours because he was a mama's boy. But
my husband felt the same when the kids were smaller.
Yeah.
He really did. And I think that, again, that's your shift in parenthood, not just motherhood, right? Your relationship changes with different kids as they hit different ages.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I like this age.
Yeah.
I actually I'm enjoying this age. He still kind of needs us.
Yeah.
You know, we can still, you know, hang out with him at school. There's certain things that I'm really enjoying, but yet he still has a little bit of independence.
Yep.
He's asking questions about certain things, so you're kind of teaching him the ways of the land.
Yeah.
Even the hard questions. Now I'm like, where did you hear that?
Yeah, right.
So there are some crazy questions, but I know that, I guess now I want to ask is how were you, like, how were your parents with you, or how was your mom with you? How did you grow up?
So I have, this might be a little inappropriate. My husband and I both come from, I guess, just a broken home.
Okay.
Right? So I don't have a relationship with my biological father.
Okay.
My stepdad came into the picture when I was 12.
Okay.
I have a great relationship with my stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
He's fantastic. My husband has a great relationship with his stepmom. She's fantastic. But both of us came from kind of that broken home. So what our children have in the both of us, there's a lot of times where him and I will look at each other and we're like, we don't know what that's like.
Yes.
Because we didn't grow up like that.
Sure.
So the relationship that I have with my son, the way I can just grab him and hug him and kiss him, my husband will look at me and he's like, I didn't have that.
Oh,
and same thing with my daughters. My daughters will lay all over my husband and give him hugs and I love you, daddy. And I didn't have that because it's a different relationship when it's
absolutely
a stepdad, you know?
Sure.
So there's a lot of times where we look at each other and we're like, God, we just didn't have that growing up. And we're so happy that we could give this to them. But also, we got to mess them up just a little bit because their life's a little too perfect.
we can't make it so easy that they don't know the struggle.
So me growing up with a single mom looked very different.
Sure.
I was walking myself home from school third grade. And just letting myself in and waiting for my mom to get home. And if I needed a snack, I had to make a snack until she got home from work. And I was very much kind of doing my own thing.
Very early.
Yeah, not that I was taking care of myself. She always took care of me, right? She was the provider and she had a great job, but it was a full-time job. She traveled a lot for work, so I would stay with my grandma when she was traveling until, you know, my stepdad came into the picture and everything.
Yeah.
But it was a very different a different growing up. Very sure. different than what my kids have.
And a very, so did you have siblings?
I had one sibling
okay.
have, but she's 8 years younger than me. So oh, we okay. were always at very different life stages too.
Gotcha.
So okay. I went into high school when she went into kindergarten.
Okay.
So
you were never having to be like the big sister, yeah. like on hand big sister.
Yeah, I was always gone doing whatever it was I had for cheer or school or my job or whatever sure. it was. And then sure. my parents were shuffling her to AYSO. And sure. so just very different life stages.
Sure. Yeah. And so then your mom, was she very hard on you? Because she knew that you had to kind of, you had to be very independent because she needed you to be that way?
You know what? I don't feel like she was hard on me. I was a hard kid.
Okay.
And I feel like she could have been a lot harder on me. I got away with a lot. But I think it was allowed to be let go because I did need some level of independence. I had to be able to get myself to and from different places. So if I did something wrong, she couldn't take my car away because no one else could drive me anywhere.
That's true.
So it was just a very different growing mm-hmm. up. But I pulled it all together and I got my life together and I think I'm doing pretty fantastic. But no, I don't feel like she was extra hard on me. I feel like we were really close mm-hmm. because we were kind of all each other had for a lot of years.
Sure.
And I feel like it was probably more of like a friendship
okay.
instead of her being so hard on me.
That's what I was going to ask. Was it more of like she didn't really treat you as her child? She treated you more like almost as an adult, like a friend, yeah. like, hey, we're in this together. We got to get it done. Because yeah. I remember that being my parents. They divorced when I was about 15 years old. But I became very independent, which I already kind of was, but I had to take care of my little sister. So I became like mom to my little sister. Yeah. So I was really like just the extra mom. It was not yeah. like I was the kid anymore. Yep. It was I had to take care of things. I had a job. I had to, you know, pay for my own gas. I yeah. was like, I wasn't thinking about like the kid stuff anymore. Yeah. I was thinking about, I got to just take care of my little sister. And I got to like stay alive.
Yeah. And it makes you a lot more grown up than sure. like a 15, 16 year old you see today yes. who has what our kids have right now. Sure. You know what I mean? Sure. That's a different, it's a different
life.
It is
life. Very, very different. Yeah. It is very different. And, you know, I wonder if, you know, even if I were to speak to my mom, you know, I wonder if she like kind of got the shaft from motherhood almost too because of the situation that she was in. If yeah. I told her to go take this test, I wonder what she would have.
Right? My mom flies in today. I'm going to ask her because she has always and forever said, you know, I wish that I had done some of the things that you did with your kids.
Yeah.
And she did a great job. I'm smart. I'm successful. Sure. I'm fine. She did a fantastic job. But my childhood looked very different than my kids' childhood.
For sure. For sure. And I would definitely say that. I mean, my mom comes into town sometimes and she's like, Sean has the life.
Yeah.
And I mean, I agree with her. I think he has the life
yeah,
too.
They do.
But it's, you do want to give your kids a different, when you, I feel like, you know, for me, it was like, okay, I liked this about my parents' parenting.
Yeah.
And then I did not like this, so I'm going to do the complete opposite. And that was something that growing up, I knew I never wanted to do, like yeah. certain things. So I'm not doing them as a parent now, as a yeah. mother now. I'm very, very hands-on. I like being a part of everything because my mom worked a lot.
And mine too.
A yeah. lot. And she was really never there. She took care of us the best she could, you know, financially. Yeah. We had clothes, you know, like
yeah.
some point we didn't have food at one point. But
when you're the provider, your yes. priority is not showing up to the PTO meetings and helping in the library.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And for me, I knew I wanted to yeah. be a hands-on mom because I really wanted to enjoy this child I was bringing yeah. into the world. But it was because I didn't have that. So I did end up doing the complete opposite.
And I think for me, I like both. I really love working and providing for my family.
Mm, yes.
That brings me fulfillment that being a mom does not.
Sure.
I love being a mom.
Sure.
And I love being like this hybrid stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
I love being able to be there for my kids after school and bringing them to school and being a part of the PTO and all those things. I love doing that.
Sure.
But that just would not be enough for me. I like the fulfillment that I get from working.
You know, I would agree with that. And that's why when Sean was about 4 or 5, I went back to work. And I worked for a couple of years. But it was one day I did not show up to the bus stop. And he was walking home with a friend back to the friend's house. And I had texted the mom like, hey, I'm running late. You know how it is going through the school zones and stuff. And he was crying, like uncontrollably crying. And it hurt my heart so bad. I literally called, the doctor that I was working for. And I said, I'm sorry, I quit. Like, I can't do this anymore. Like, my husband traveled. There was a lot of moving parts. And so I felt like he needed me, especially even though he was in school, I feel like he's just needed me.
Yeah.
In that stage.
Yes.
And now I'm starting to do, other things on the side or whatever. But I like being the PTO mom. The one that, they can reach out to at the school and being involved. And he knows I'm always there. Yep. And that was something that I always wish I had growing up. And so I try to do it on this side now. So, I feel like a lot of it has to do with, just the different stages in life. Who knows? I mean, maybe I'll go back to work one day, doing something different. But I feel like it's just that stage that you're at as a mom. It's okay to kind of come out of this one and go into that one and dabble 100%. A little bit over here. I mean, it's not like the labels.
when the kids were younger, I couldn't work. I couldn't work the way that I work now. So we come from kind of the same background with the Fit for Mom franchise, but that was a perfect position for me to have while my babies were really small, because it allowed me to stay really involved with them and keep them in something that I felt was really important to them.
Sure.
But it gave me that fulfillment because I was running it. It was mine.
Absolutely.
I could do what I wanted with it. But now that I'm in a different stage, now I can work. My work looks different.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And your work is a lot. I mean, I have to tell her sometimes, just say no, don't do it. Don't ask her anymore. I mean,
but also Ryan is really flexible too. So Ryan is home too. So if there's some reason that I can't go get the kids from school, really it's just the baby.
Sure.
Then he can.
Sure.
You know? So I wouldn't be able to do everything that I currently do without him also having flexibility. If he had a regular 9-to-5, I'd have to stay home.
And see, I have my husband here and there, because he travels a lot. So I always have to make sure that it's me.
Yes.
But this past week, I was a little sick, and he had to do everything. And poor guy, he was just like, this is how much you do? You need to stop doing so much.
But it's difficult when one of you is down, because you're picking up the slack.
For both.
Yes.
That makes sense.
And then you're a single parent.
That makes sense.
That's hard.
That's true.
Yes.
That's very true. Well, just the last question that I had was, in your house with your kids, who's more hard on the kids? For sure you.
For sure me.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay, so they know that they can go to dad and he'll be very easy on them?
Yes.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because I know with us girls, we were daddy's girls. And so with us girls, we would just go to dad because he was, he was a little easier on us.
They mom, do. They go to dad and he always says, go ask mom.
But even your son?
Yes.
Okay, so they're all, wow.
I am much more firm, and you can disappoint me, and I'm going to let you know.
Okay.
That your actions disappointed me, and no one wants to know that you disappointed mom.
Yeah, I agree, because it really gets to their little soul.
Yeah.
That is something that we have been learning, I'm actually pretty easy on Sean, but when I'm unhappy, and it's not often, but when I'm unhappy at an action he did, he will start crying because he knows that I'm really upset about it.
Yeah, and it's not even an anger, it's a disappointment.
Sure.
Because you think your kids know better than that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not even, I mean, with my husband, he'll definitely, you know, really get upset. And my son's just like, oh my gosh, okay, like, all right, got
it. When they get upset, it's different.
It is.
I feel like the guys can get upset and they'll yell and get it out and then it's kind of over and it's squashed.
Sure.
But for me, I'm like, I'm going to be disappointed in you all day long.
Yes. Yes.
All day long.
Yes. So let me ask you this, this is the last question.
Okay.
Do you let them pick their punishments?
No.
No. Okay.
No. That is all me, and it is determined on what you did.
Okay. I just let my son pick his punishment, and it was so much more worse than I wanted it to be. But
what did he pick? What were his options, and what did he pick?
So I was just going to ground him off electronics.
Okay.
Right? And he, like, grounded himself for, like, 2 weeks off of electronics.
Two weeks.
And I was only going to do, like, a week. But he gave himself 2 weeks, and he was going to have to read 3 books. And I was like, oh, okay, well, 3 books.
Girl, keep going, dude. What
else? I was like, what else you got in there in your little arsenal? I mean, he, like, gave it to himself. I mean,
That's
he really was like, and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to help you with dinner. I'm going to, like, he went all out with it. And I was just like, okay. Okay, well, I agree. I agree on that, and I'm going to let you do it. But I was just thinking to myself, like, gosh, I was very disappointed in his action that he did. But I was like, you know what? By the first week of no electronics, he's usually really feeling it.
Yeah.
For him to give himself, like, 2 weeks, like all of these things, I knew that he knew that it was something that was really bad and very disappointing to us, very disappointing to me especially, and because I just did not raise him that way, and so it was just something that he figured out on his own. So that's why I ask, is that do you let your kids pick? Because I feel like, gosh, they pick so much more worse than you.
I might now, who knows?
Well, that is all we have today. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will bring you more hopefully next week. And thank you for tuning in to A Woman to the Wise. Have a great day.